880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we are live. We are smoking hot today on Freed on Business. We've got an excellent lineup. I got to tell you, everybody that's out there listening to us in traffic, my heart goes out to you. Art Basil is shutting this town down. It took Gil almost an hour to get here from Sunny Isles. Arena took her forever, but she's really, really on time. Victor's been crazy. Vivian's here. Took her forever. Juan, he's here all the time. We've got a great show for you. Let me give you a hint on what we've got on tap. We're going to talk about international investing in Miami. We're going to look at the opportunities and pitfalls that international investors face when they come to Miami. We've got my good friend, Gil Deseron. Gil's getting his headset on. He's getting all teed up there. And then we have Irina. I'm going to never get it right. Irina Ivaschuk.
That was perfect.
That's perfect. High five to me, Johnny. Oh, my God. All right, Irina. Then at 5:30, we've got the dean of the UM Medical School, Pascal Goldschmidt. Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt, he's here. He's going to talk to us about the things that are going on in healthcare in South Florida in 2013. Make sure you're here. He's always a wealth of knowledge, and this is a person that cares about our community. You should hear what he has to say. And then, of course, in our final segment, back down from the mountaintop, down from Big Sky Country, Victor Franks is here live in studio. We're going to talk about food and the good things it does for you and your system. Food is medicine. And right here at the top of the show, we're going to talk about what's been going on in the business world. The stocks have risen as Apple rebounds amid the budget talks, and the IRS warns Congress about the failure to address the alternative tax issues, you know, and the economic bears see the gridlocks in the economy, and they're trying to exploit them. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this short break with Gil and Arena talking about international investing in South Florida, pitfalls and opportunities, back after THIS. Juan, take me out. Hi, this is Jim Freed, and you know it's a good business decision to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know that. That's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, that's right, not one but two Infinities, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll always get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're really grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. Two home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with socialmedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I promised it, and now you've got it. We've got Gil Deser. Gil Deser, they answer the phone Deser, even though all my friends call him Deezer. Deser. Deser's right. Right, Deser?
That's how you know how to get the phone picked up.
There you go. I love you, man. I love you. We've got him, and we've got Irina Ivaschuk.
That's right.
Oh, my God. I get 5 stars for that. Irina's an attorney with Berger Singerman LLP. She focuses her practice on commercial and high-end residential real estate transactions as well as corporate law. She assists clients in domestic and cross-border transactions. Irina's fluent in Ukrainian, Russian, and Spanish. She has an established network of attorneys in many foreign jurisdictions to serve as local counsel, including Ukrainian and Russian. Gil is an internationally acclaimed developer. He was recently on profiled on NBC Rock Center segment on the Brazilian interest here in the buyers in his Porsche design tower. He has developed numerous projects in Miami. He single-handedly changed the face of Miami's Sunny Isles Beach. That's right. That's my man, Gil Deser. We're going to talk international investing. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Of course. Good to be here sitting next to her.
Yeah, I know, Gil. Come on. Keep your hands on the table.
There we go.
All right. Now, Gil, let's start with you. You've come up with the Porsche. You've built a number of projects here in Sunny Isles. Sunny Isles is Little Russia these days. You must have a significant number of international clients. What do they come here looking for?
Well, today, it's not just Russia, but most of the South American countries are looking to move capital out of their markets. And where prices are today in Miami, still considered to be a good bargain in comparison to a lot of the South American markets, specifically Brazil. The major cities of Brazil have exceeded New York pricing. And so buyers who are looking to make good, savvy real estate investments are coming in and picking up all the product we have on the beach.
All right, Irina, how come foreign investors find the U.S. market in general and Florida specifically a good market for them to invest in?
Well, international investors are drawn to the United States because it's a safe haven for their money. We have strong private property laws here. And for them especially, in many of the countries, for Latin American countries and former Soviet Union countries, there's distrust in the banks and distrust in the government. I know my family has been personally affected by it. Once the Soviet Union collapsed, the central bank got dissolved, so most of the people lost all of their savings.
Wow!
And obviously, that stays with you.
Oh yeah, I mean, we have all the people that came from Cuba and got all their stuff taken. We have all the people that lost stuff in World War II. But I've got to believe that most people find it difficult to trust the Russian government.
That's absolutely right, and that's why they come here. And for them, investing in real estate in the United States is just the safest investment they can find. And of course, in Florida, the real estate prices are just cheaper than in certain parts of Latin America or Russia.
We like to say less expensive.
Now, Gil, you branded your first couple of projects with the Trump brand. Then you branded this project with Porsche. Are you finding that the branding helps you achieve velocity as well as price?
I've become the de facto brand guy here in Miami. We've done over $2 billion in sales using the Trump brand, and very, very successfully. We sold out over 2,100 apartments throughout the six buildings we did. And we realized that to go create a brand and go invent a brand and market a brand costs a lot of money, but rather associating yourself with a well-established brand can add a lot of value, and you can do it for you know, less money than it would cost to go ahead and start creating the ads and creating all the hype and everything else, but simply by joining you know, with a strong company such as Porsche Design, we got tremendous amount of PR and all kinds of recognition without having to spend real amounts of money for advertising.
Plus, I'll bet it helps to track the international investor who can't tell the difference between Project A and Project B, but they can tell all their friends, "I'm in the Porsche building."
That's correct. I mean, we tell that to people. I mean, the funny thing is people move into Sunny Isles and they say, "Well, what building did you buy?" And they say, "Well, we're in the building next to Trump." Well, if you're in the next to Trump, why didn't you buy a Trump? So, you know, we were very successful with the Trump Grand Project and the Trump Towers Project. And so now we're moving forward with the Porsche Design Project, which is quite unique and really something that's going to be amazing here in the new marketplace of Sunny Isles Beach.
I know when I visited the sales center, it was absolutely awesome. I can't wait till it's up so I can get in my own elevator and go in my car elevator to my front door. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Irena, have you done any transactions? Let me ask you it this way. What market do you find most popular with Eastern European investors in South Florida?
Like Gil mentioned, Sunny Isles obviously has a huge Eastern European community. Fisher Island, downtown, Miami, Brickell. Those are the three that I can think of.
And what would be the most interesting transaction that you've closed, let's say, in the last year? I think we were talking about a large residential deal on the south side of town.
Right. With a lot of Eastern Europeans, they want you to handle everything from A to Z, from the closing to interior improvements and so forth. So we just had recently a very large transaction where that's exactly what we did for the client.
Now, why do clients need local representation? I think that they'd feel comfortable with somebody from, wait, their old country. Now I'm kind of getting it.
That's right. Culture can influence the business in different ways. And many times, different cultures have completely different ways of doing business. And having an advisor who speaks their native language and who can understand those cultural differences becomes very important. I think I mentioned to you that even my emails differ depending on who the recipient of the email is. With Eastern Europeans, the emails are, initially at least, are very formal, very detailed, and very polite.
Now, Gil, what type of special thing do you see that separates the international investor from the U.S. investor? And are you seeing any people from the traditional U.S. markets in the Northeast yet?
In our new project, the Porsche Design Project, we're seeing a lot of Americans coming back into the market. We haven't seen them in a long time. But again, these are a very specialized group. The average unit goes for about $5.5 million. The least expensive is about $4 million. So these are not your typical Miami condo buyers. There are a lot of New York hedge fund guys, a lot of Chicago guys, and the, you know, the Wall Streeters and the like. And they're coming down. They're seeing the idea of Porsche. They love the idea of the car elevator concept, where you take the elevator to your apartment. We have a lot of celebrities who are from all over, from South America and the United States, excuse me. And so where they're buying because they love the idea of coming into the building and getting up into their unit without having to see anybody, sign any autographs, or be bothered by any of the valet or concierge at the lobby of the building.
Oh, man.
So I really can't speak to the market-wide because it's a 132-unit building. We're half sold out, and it's because it's such a unique product that we're getting a very, very unique, very, very wealthy clientele.
Well, we're going to talk to you about bartering radio time for one of those
units. We can work something out, but I'm going to own the station for it, though. That's a problem.
No problem at all. I'll make that happen.
Right.
Irena, now, we've talked a little bit about some of the opportunities and some of the reasons why people come here. What are some of the pitfalls that foreign investors face, and does it even have to do with the selection of the ownership structure?
Mm-hmm. Well, foreign investors are sometimes unaware of the difference between great differences between the tax laws and real estate laws in the United States and their foreign and their native countries. One of the most common misconceptions is that there are no U.S. taxes in connection with their purchase in the United States. The reality is that we have to deal with state taxes depending on where they purchase the property, U.S. income taxes, U.S. transfer taxes, including the estate tax. And I want to specifically emphasize the estate tax here because currently it's 35%. And starting January 2013, it will go up. It's scheduled to go up to 55%.
Hold on a second.
Who voted for that guy?
Yeah, yeah. Hold on a second because that's what – let me translate that into Republican. That's called a death tax. That's what that is. And the Republicans got it knocked down to the 35%, and then the Democrats are putting it up to 50%, and this is all in the face of the largest intergenerational transfer of wealth. This is how they're going to reduce the deficit, is take it from all the people that are dying so they can't keep transferring it to their kids.
So what you're telling us is we pay tax all throughout our entire life. You pay income tax, you pay property tax, you pay sales tax, you pay tax and tax and tax. And then when you die, you got to pay tax again?
Yeah, you're going to get taxed on the way out. And in fact, if they could find
a way... The children and heirs will.
Yeah, if they could find a way to tax your coffin on the way out, they'd do that too.
Well, there's sales tax on the coffin.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And remember, there are certain structures that you can have which will eliminate the estate tax completely. So people just need to be educated about it.
All right, well, we'll be right back after this short break with more from Arena and Gill. Make sure you stick with us, especially if you're in that crappy traffic out at Art Basel. Stick with us in the car. Have patience. Let the guy in front of you. We'll be right back after this short break. Hi, this is Jim Fried. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Volvo, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, complimentary key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call anytime for anything for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you. We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, it's Jim Freed, and we're back. We're back. Juan, are we back? We're back. This is Jim Freed. We've got Irina Vashuk. All right, I got it again. Gil Deser, and we're talking international investing. We've got a call. Juan, can
hey,
you patch
how's it? Going?
All right, who we've got there?
This is Grant Stern from Morningside Mortgage in Bay Harbor Island.
Hey, Grant, how are you? What's up? You got a question for Gil?
Yeah, I was wondering how Gil thought that the condo financing restrictions would affect his future projects, considering that almost all of his buyers are probably going to be cash buyers until there's some real condo financing available.
So to clarify your question, the condo financing restrictions with respect to the construction financing or the end loans?
And, you know, the federal agencies, they pretty much won't go above 80% loan to value anymore, but for a house, they'll go up to 96.5%, 97%.
Right.
It seems to be keeping a lot of locals out of the market.
No, well, what we're doing today is we're requiring a 30% deposit from buyers. And so that would only really give us, at best, a 70-30 LTV if they were to decide to pay the rest of the amount in cash. Some buyers might want to try and get, you know, home lines of credit to the house to try and pull out equity from the 30%. But for the most, our contracts read as all cash contracts. So how the buyer gets the money here to the United States and where the money comes from is their real responsibility. We're expecting cash at the end of the day, and whichever way they would like to pay, that's fine by us. Now, that being said, in the last 3 or 4 years, we've done about 90% of all cash deals. And because there was no money flowing from the banks into the end loans, and so once that kind of eased up a bit, and now I see the resales that are happening within my towers, I see that the people are getting 80% financing, and truth be told, there shouldn't be a 96% financing or 90% financing. You know, there's a market for renters, there's a market for buyers. If you don't really have the down payment to stroke it, then don't go ahead and buy something that you probably can't afford and then start crying to everybody that you couldn't pay your mortgage and then go ask for debt relief and all that other good stuff.
Hey, wait, this is America, Gil.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody here doesn't like to blame each other for the problems that we had, and I was in the middle of the whole situation. I got stuck with 900 apartments in the downturn. I owed over $500 million to the banks. But did I start crying to anybody? No. I buckled down, I started working, and I paid it off. And that's what America's about. It's about working hard and getting things done, not about crying to Obama and everybody else, help me, help me, help me. You know,
it would help the condo market if there was a metric that restricted appraised values to something related to the rental price. I mean, right now, a condo could be worth negative cap rate, period. I mean, negative. Like, you're losing money on this condo when you buy it from day one, according to the market rent.
Right. But that's...
And an appraiser could come in and say, that's worth it. It's worth this $500,000 for this $2,500 a month in rent.
But because that's what I tell everybody. I said, a condo is not an investment. I don't sell investments. I sell homes, you know? And some people who are buying this for investment, then they're buying the wrong thing. Buying a rental building, buy an office building, buy a REIT, buy a share of a REIT or something like that if you want to have some real estate exposure. But to buy a single condo, especially a luxury oceanfront condo, to rent, you're going down the wrong place. I'm sure in places where you can buy condos at normal prices, where there's normal maintenances and normal taxes, yes, you can probably find some sort of short-term yield on the rental. Now, the other side of it is that real estate has been a 2 to 3 year hold in the way people are looking at it, which is the wrong way to look at real estate. It's at least a 7 to 30 year hold the way we see it. And if you look at the rental rates of what you could have bought a condo for even 15 years ago for $150,000, that's probably renting for that $1,500 a month. That same unit today is $250,000. That's where, you know, you'll get your cash flow. Plus, over time, you'll get to see the appreciation in the unit. And it's not just because of the appreciation of real estate, but it's also because of what's going on with this whole new stimulus and them pumping tons of money into the economy. The dollar today is worth less. So it's an artificial return on investment because you have to deal with inflation. And who knows at the end if you're actually beating inflation.
Well, wait a minute. Inflation's how the government's going to pay its debt. Let's not.
Well, that's their idea, which is not exactly the right way to go either.
All right. Well, I want to get back to Arena. Arena, we were talking before the break, and I want to thank Grant Stern for calling in. Thank you, Grant, for calling in. I really appreciate the listener call. Awesome call. Awesome answer, Gil. Fist bump to you for getting that down. And,
thank you.
And getting your dig in at the Democrats. I appreciated that. Now, Irena, we talked about some of the pitfalls. We talked about the fact that people don't understand the tax structure and everything else. What are some of the things that you put together as a structure that allows you to help you protect your clients' interests when they are unfamiliar with the environment?
Well, there are several different general business structures, first of all, and the selection of those is largely up to you. The selection will determine what taxes you pay and what personal liability the owners will have. It's not just about forming a limited liability company, corporation, or a partnership. It's more about different layers within that structure, having a foreign trust or a foreign company. And as I said, it all depends on personal considerations.
Okay, now it's back to our Democrat-bashing friend, Gil Deser. Gil, what are some of the things that people get surprised at when they come into the United States and try to buy from you? I'm sure that you go down the whole process, and then suddenly there's an oh-wow moment just before closing with some of these people.
Well, I mean, the oh-wow moment is usually they don't expect to – they don't understand what the closing costs are involved. They don't understand why they have to pay dock stamps and things like that to register the property in their name. There's also some oh wow moments when they actually make a profit, which happens more often than you'd imagine. And they make a profit on the unit by either reselling it or flipping it, whatever the case may be. And we have to notify them that we're holding a 30% withholding because we have to report it to the IRS. They get all bent out of shape because they think that we're kind of holding the money back on them, but at the same time, they eventually get it back when they do the right things through with their accountants, etc.
And we know that everybody that buys from you does the right thing.
Well, of course. No, I mean, that's why they have happy customers over there who keep on buying from me over and over again.
Now, Arena, what if somebody is buying a condo from Gil? They get to the closing table, not from Gil, but from, let's say, one of these one building developers, we'll call them. Okay. They get to the closing table. What are some of the things that they find to be surprising to them that you can help them avoid?
Well, like Gil mentioned, it's mostly about educating them about the dock stamps, educating them. Many times they will come here and they will sign something that they think is not binding offer and not realize that they are now entered into a binding contract.
Welcome to America, huh?
Here you go.
Oh, my gosh. Now, we only have a couple minutes left, Gil. What have you got coming down the pipeline after the Porsche Tower?
We got tons of stuff, but as always, we got to keep it a little secret for the next radio show.
All right, well, we'll keep them coming back on that.
I can tell you this: I have two more branded towers coming on the beach pretty soon.
Oh, anybody we've heard? I guess we can't tell.
Yeah,
you
can't
that.
Say anything yet, but it's coming soon. Coming soon.
All right, Gil, www me.
Well, if you really want to see how the world's first automated car elevator system works, you can go on our website www.porsche-design.com/towermiami. You're going to have to register your name in there, but then click on the videos, and you'll see exactly how we reinvented the car elevator.
My man, Gil Deser, thank you so much for livening up our first segment. And Irena Ivashuk, thank you so much for coming and telling us the way it is for international investors. We'll be right back after this with one of my people that I admire more than anything else, Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt, back after this.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. I don't know how we're going to follow up with that. I know we're going to follow up with one of South Florida's icons, the person that cares more about our population's health than just about anybody else I know, Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. He is the dean of the UHealth of the University of Miami Medical School. He is the dean of the University of Miami Leonard M. Miller School of Medicine. He's also the CEO of the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on our show. It includes three hospitals, over 1,200 physicians, and 8,000 staff. Today, we're going to discuss the impact of healthcare reform and the evolution of healthcare options here in South Florida. Dr. Goldschmidt, are you out there?
I am here, Jim. Great to talk to you.
Oh, always great to talk to you. And before we get started, I want to thank you for supporting the show and having all of your doctors come here talking about stem cell research, cancer, diabetes, hearing loss, eating disorder, vision, personal training, wellness, community access to healthcare. It's just been amazing, the people that you have over at the UHealth system. All of them are so sharp. I got to hand it to you, Doc.
Thank you, Jim. Very kind of you to recognize the talent of our faculty and doctors. It's a pleasure to be the dean of this wonderful medical school.
Well, we've got 2013 coming up. We've got a little bit of settlement on the election front, helping us understand what we're going to do with the Health Care Act. What do we have coming up in 2013 that's really exciting over at UHealth?
Well, Jim, as you indicated, I think that with the re-election of President Obama, the Accountable Care Act will be implemented, and there will be many changes in healthcare in the country. It comes at a time of a great excitement for doctors because as you know, new technologies are becoming available. There is more and more that we can do to shelter our fellow humans from developing chronic illnesses. And importantly, if they develop an illness, more and more treatments are becoming available every day to help them. I don't know if you have heard of interventional oncology, for example. That's a brand new field that is developing extremely rapidly right now.
Now, that's the guys that developed the silver bullet from your own cancer cells. We had them on the show. They were awesome people.
I tell you, and it's very interesting. You know, it reminds me of interventional cardiology a few years ago, where we really learned to intervene in an extraordinarily precise way on tumors that sometimes otherwise could not be treated. And the opportunity is to use all the conduits like blood vessels or tubings like the bile duct to access tumors wherever they are and destroy them with very effective treatments that don't damage the rest of the human body. So this is an extraordinary development. And Dr. Raj Narayanan at the Mayo School and at the Sylvester Cancer Center is really a champion of these new technologies. It's so exciting.
Well, I can only tell you that I've been the beneficiary for many years of the folks at the rehab school. I visited Dr. Andrew Sherman today over at the Spine Center over at the and he just takes care of me. And I can tell you this, is that I've always been afraid of getting my back worked on and having surgery, and he comes up with the most innovative, non-invasive, non-surgical procedures. I have not been cut, and I've had back problems for 10 years, and he has helped me through all of them without any surgery. I've got to hand it to the doctors at UHealth.
So, Jim, you're so right. You know, we have an interesting relationship with our back, right? I mean, we don't always treat it right. We often, you know, lift things that are too heavy for us, and we do a lot of running or bicycling, or all kind of exertion, and eventually, you know, our back is telling us too much. So we start to need to take care of it, and there are multiple ways to do that. And Dr. Sherman certainly is a champion at developing non-invasive technologies to treat back pain. At times, though, it needs to be treated. I can tell you that we have techniques of surgery, from minimally invasive back surgery to the most advanced reconstruction of the vertebra, the bones of the back. And one of the techniques that I find very interesting is the one where we can actually, when particularly elderly folks with osteoporosis, that is a lack of bone tissue, develop fractures where there's a compression of the vertebra. And there's a new technology where you just enter the body of the vertebra with two needles coming from the back. And you inject a paste that is a bone tissue paste that solidifies once it's injected in the body of the vertebra, and it's like fixing a flat tire, Jim. And I tell you, I saw one time a 99-year-old woman who couldn't move getting into the hospital, leaving smiling, sitting in a wheelchair, ready for action, as we had a few hours earlier reinflate the body of her vertebra, and the pain disappeared entirely, and she was ready to go.
Well, you see, this is what I'm talking about, Dr. Goldschmidt, is the fact that you're not only creating a world-class facility like when I go to see the audiologist in the new medical building. You're not only bringing world-class people to Miami, where the audiologist I see at UHealth is from Johns Hopkins and five other great schools that I only wish I could get into, and you're making it accessible to the community because, and I got to tell you, that's the most important, is that it doesn't matter who you are. In South Florida, you have access to the premier healthcare system, and it's because of you and your team's efforts, and I got to thank you for bringing that to our community.
Yeah, and, you know, sorry, a little bit of echo there.
No problem.
I'll tell you that also we have a new expert in the field of eye tumors. You know, Bill Harbour, Dr. Bill Harbour, is a new champion at the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, as you know, the number one eye institute in the country, according to U.S. News and World Report. And Dr. Harbour is specialized in these in the treatment of these very challenging tumors that are located in our eyes. Now, it's not very frequent, luckily, that we develop tumors in our eyes, but you can have several different types of tumors, and in particular, melanoma.
Now, that's like skin cancer,
melanoma,
right?
In your eye, that you can imagine, that's a serious, serious problem.
Sure.
And new treatments that are directly applied to the eye very often now allow to save the eye, and Dr. Harbour is an extraordinary expert in this area, and we were so lucky. He's in the news all the time for breakthroughs that he has accomplished recently in the New York Times. There was an article, and I tell you, this doctor is amazing. I mean, and it's just one example of the experts that we bring here. We have in the area of cancer in general, a new director for Cancer Center, the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, Dr. Stephen Nimer.
Oh, sure. I read all about him in the paper.
His expertise is this very challenging disease that we call leukemia and other, you know, challenges of the bone marrow, which is the tissue that produces the cells of the blood. And having somebody like this in South Florida is a game changer for the patients who are affected with these illnesses.
Well, we need to get – I now know the next two guests that I'm going to have the folks in your team bring into our show, and I definitely have to get them on. And I've got to go to the next segment. But, Dr. Goldschmidt, I need to have you on again.
You don't want to miss this individual, Deepan Parekh.
Well, we're gonna do this. We're going to coordinate with you and Maggie. We're going to get them on, and we're going to get you back, too, because this is not enough time. We've got to do a half a show with you.
Okay, very good. Well, I'll talk to you very soon, Jim.
You're the best. I'm going to have Vivian work with your team to set this up. But, Dr. Goldschmidt, thanks again to you and all your doctors at UHealth for bringing community-wide health here to South Florida.
It's a pleasure, Jim.
Okay. Oh, you're the best. We'll be back after this short break. Dr. Victor Franks, how to use food to help you feel good. Back after this.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Oh, I just absolutely love George Harrison and that song. He is one of God's gifts to us all, and it's too bad that he was taken from us too soon. When you are looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's why you have to check out my friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service. Look to our friends from Warren Henry. It's always Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a wild stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. Two home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Freedom Business. We just had Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. That segment was pure gold. Victor, what do you think?
I think I have to concur. He's one of my favorite people in South Florida.
Well, that's terrific. Now, we're back here. We've got Dr. Victor Franks. He's back from the mountaintop, back from Big Sky Country, back here with us live. He's the man that helped me lose 40 pounds. And got to say, I hope I don't give myself a jinx. I haven't had a cold in 18 months, thanks to you, Vic.
Well, we're getting back to the basics here, Jim. It's my first time back, coming back from Montana, and the traffic's a hard part for me to deal with, but otherwise...
It's a hard part for everybody.
Yeah, no,
you just got to let it go. You got to realize that the person in front of you or on the side, they just don't get it. You got to let them go, feel sorry for them, and turn up the music.
Well, what I'm talking about today is we're back to the basics again. Hippocrates said, talking about medicine... Let your food be your medicine. That was great advice until recently, because food right now isn't as wholesome as it used to be. Simple as that. It's the emphasis is on appearance, shipability, shelf life, as opposed to our life. Food scientists they're hard at work concocting new artificial tastes and flavors to excite our taste buds and brain pleasure centers.
Bread dye number three.
Yeah, exactly. But nourishment is really not the focus. It used to be most foods were highly nutritious and eaten in season before the advent of modern agribusiness and trucking.
Saccharin.
Yeah, all that. Let's not get into that. But it's not to say you can't eat healthy anymore. It just takes, you have to pay more attention to what you eat. You have to read labels. And, I mean, look at the California proposition that just got defeated. They had it on the ballot to make it so you have to label GMO foods, not to say we're banning GMO foods. Just tell
What's
us.
GMO?
It's genetically modified organisms, which is...
That's everything today.
Well, it's getting that way, especially corn, soybeans.
Yeah.
And wheat, which is, I think, responsible for a lot of this gluten intolerance all of a sudden. So, you know, they're going, please, just label it. That's all we're asking.
Just let us know.
Banning it.
Just let
us know. Let us make our own decisions, but it failed. So what can I tell you about
that? But medical marijuana passed.
Not in California.
Oh, okay. Well, they had it already.
Colorado.
But it's just, you know, it's crazy.
Right. So anyway, you know, a lot of people say, well, I know my diet's terrible, but at least I'm taking my vitamins, and we've talked about this before. It'd be probably better not to take vitamins at all, except in a short-term pharmacologic approach. And Harvard came up with this after a giant study and said it leads to increase of all-cause mortality. So taking your vitamins actually kills you quicker. And doctors...
Well, wait a minute. You have me taking
synthetic vitamins.
Thank you.
And doctors have been saying this for years, and the the health food industry and the health food people have always poo-pooed doctors saying, hey, you know, I don't know about these vitamins, and now it turns out that they've been right all along.
So Centrum ain't so great.
No, it's not.
I can't believe everything I see on TV.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
And that's why I use standard process, because everything they make is it's dehydrated, concentrated food.
Yeah, when I look at all those labels, all it says is food
it's
stuff.
It's food, yeah. It's concentrated, but it's food. And when the body's nourished, i.e. fed properly, lots of assumed sicknesses, you think you're going to get sick, you know, well, it's flu season, it's, oh, I'm going to get a cold thing. So it doesn't happen. And it's like, I can't believe I didn't get sick. Everybody else around me was sick. Well, that's why, because if you nourish yourself properly, I like to give the body credit for extracting what it needs to stay healthy and to heal itself if given the proper nutritional support. You know, drugs, of course, you know, they have their place, but not instead of a wholesome diet, which has intrinsic factors that we still don't know how they all work synergistically together. You know, we're not as smart as we think we are when it comes to food. And there's a lot of mystery ingredients, and you can't just take an active ingredient. You have to take the whole food complex.
Well, you know, they put this stuff in to make it feel good, like MSG and all this other stuff. Makes you sleep, makes you drink water, whatever it is. And then you eat too much of this other thing, and you get too much mineral in your body, and maybe you get like a calcium thing. I mean, it's just crazy.
Everything, you know, works together, and that's, you know, we can't view the body as a collection of parts. It's good to look at the whole picture. So, you know, it's not necessarily complicated, but you do have to eat a wide array of fruits, vegetables, organic, natural meats, and just to keep strong and healthy so you can concentrate on your life and your business. I mean, you can't really be effective in business if you don't feel well, let's face it.
Oh, for sure. I know that if I'm not on the top of my game, I'm not feeling good, it doesn't work for me. But if I'm on the top of my game and I'm feeling good, it just comes out flowing and popping and snapping and going great.
And I've said before, Jim, it's like, okay, good idea. Here we spend our lives working so hard to make money and become successful and all that, and you keel over and die. Nobody starts out with that premise in mind, but if you look around, it's happening all over the place.
You know, it's kind of interesting because you've got all this obesity, all the diabetes, all the people with all the problems and everything else, but yet the life expectancy continues to increase. And I've got to believe that we can't just increase life expectancy. We have to increase the quality of life. That would be something great to talk to Dr. Goldschmidt about.
That's what it's all about. That's what I've always focused on. It's the quality of life. I mean, who cares if you live to be 100 if you're a basket case for the last 30 or 40 years? So you have to be feeling good, and that's why, of course, I use James Brown as my intro music, because that's what it's all about. We must feel good, and if we don't, we're not going to be effective in business or in life.
Well, Victor, welcome back. If people want to get in touch with you, get your words of wisdom, get in touch with you, how do they do that?
www.askdrfranks.com.
Well, it's great to have you back. Victor, I want to thank you so much for helping me stay healthy. I encourage everybody to look into that. Victor Franks is back. He's going to go back out on a Fisher Island and advise all the people, the captains of industry, et cetera. And I suggest that if you want that same treatment that I've gotten and that some of the top people in town and in the country and in the world get, you can call Victor and you can work with Victor. He's just awesome. He helps keep me together, and we all know I can be crazy. And I want to make sure that you all had a good time listening to the topics we had today. International investing in healthcare are the two engines that keep South Florida going. And so we have to make sure that this continues to roll out, the international investing in the healthcare. This is not the redneck town I grew up in. We are an international cosmopolitan place. It is a great place to live, a great place to do things, a great place to raise your kids. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, the Miami Dolphins, Best Roofing, Social Media 305, Berger Singerman, and the Aztec Group. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies and, of course, U Health for giving us Dr. Goldschmidt. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, this just isn't possible. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business on Twitter, and Facebook. We're also there. LinkedIn, I do that. Johnny handles the Facebook, too. YouTube channel, I'm working hard on that. And we've got some good people on there who get a lot of views. And it's interesting, the business topics I talk about, they don't get a lot of views. When I talk sports, people listen. So maybe I got to talk more sports. We'll continue to do that down the road. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, Freed on Biz, www.freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM, Thursday at 5 o'clock. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now join me and go out there and make it happen.